We are learning the Sekhs of Ayazar Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. We are starting five lines from the top of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph at the end of the line. Ahu Gavra, to Omle L'Chavre. There's someone who told his friend, you see, I have a property, I don't really want to sell it, but if I sell it, I'm going to sell it to you. I'm going to sell it to you, Ruvay, my friend Ruvay, I'm going to sell it to you. And I'm going to sell it to you. And not only that, they made a kinyan on it. Which means, they made a kinyan, and the kinyan works like this. That you're kind of the field from now, if I want to sell it, but tonight I want to sell it, if I ever want to sell it, you get it from today. It's a Kenyan. Also, Maisi went ahead, and a few years later, Zovna Lishachrin, he sold to someone else. When he was ready to sell, he sold to someone else. Omer Rav Yosef, Kona Kama. The first guy is kind of it. The first guy is kind of because he made a Kenyan on it, so he's kind of it. Omer Le Abaya, Voloi Pasak. We learned now in the Sugya on the Ein Alpha Vedor, the Mishnah, that even if you make a kinyan, let's say Mashicha, if there's no smichas das, nishkan kinyan, what makes something a smichas das? When you make up a price. Here, you don't see they made up a price. Just say like this. If I sell this karka, I'm selling it to you. If you make up a price, so l'chayra, it shouldn't work. There's no smichas das over here. There's no smichas das. Only a bar, pasak. I'm not tamer, the chayecha, loy pasak, loy konan. How do I know my halacha? From the Mishnah, the Tanan. Hamoicha yeinoy loy v'chavim. You sell your wine to a guy, and there the shaila is of coming yain esach before he pays for it. So pasak atchloy modad domam v'torim. If you made a psika before the medida, so when the guy makes a medida, he measures it. He's kind of a meshicha. So then domam v'torim, because when it comes yain esach already belongs to the guy. Modad atchloy pasak. You make a meshicha before you make a psika. You set amount of money. Then the lach is domam v'asurim because meshicha did not work. So you see clearly that in order for a kinyan to work, you have to have a psika. So here, Rav Yosef paskin that kana kama, Abaye tells Rav Yosef, I don't understand you. Here, why should the kama be kainit? There was no psika. So that was the machlekes Abaye and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said it's kana kama, Abaye says, no, I have a mishnah, not like you. So Gemara says, my have a law. What was the psak l'maisa? Break the Gemara, my have a law, k'digarminon. He brought a mishnah. When Abaye brings a mishnah, so then, you know, you can't make a psak like that. So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah wouldn't be a raya. Maybe really Mashiach works even without a psika. I are Mishnah, maybe it's churma di'ayin nesach. So right now the Gemara says, my avalo, what's the halacha? Toshima, we bring another raya that psika is needed even not by yayin nesach. Toshima, don't have idi ba'ovin, uvda hava be Rav Chista. There's a story by Rav Chista, Rav Chista be Rav Huna. And Rav Chista went to Rav Huna with the Shaila. And they pushed this type of Shaila from the following Braisa. The Tanya went to the Braisa. Moshe Chamorov Upayalov. There was a Chamor and workers had a bunch of Schoira in their hands. And me, the Lekech, slept them inside my house. So it's a Mashicha. But the problem is, it's not a Mashicha directly on the Schoira. It's a Mashicha on the people or the behemoths holding the schayra. Is that called Mashiach or not? So the Mishnah, this Braisa says it's not a Mashiach. Mashiach has to be on the schayra itself. If it's on top of a person or on top of a behemoth, it's not a Mashiach. So it says, Moshe Chamorov Upayala Vechniso Moshech Beis, he brought into your house. So Bein Pasak Acheloi Madad, even if you made a psika, but you didn't make a medida, so there's no meshicha. Or bein madad actually pasak. Even if you made a meshicha, but you didn't make a psika, loy kana, you're not kainam shneim yachayim lachz b'hem. You could be chayza, but parkon, if you took it off the chamar, off the pilum, mechnisa beit into the house, then pasak. If you made a psika, actually madad ain shneim yachayim lachz b'hem. You can't be chayza. Madad, if you did the medida, actually pasak, then shneim yachayim lachz b'hem because you need a psika. Ad kan the brisa. Now, what do you see clearly in this price? So you need a psika. Therefore, it's a psak to the shaila. Shaila was, what his story was, Rabbi Yosef said, Kana Kama, Rabbi Tanya the good. You can't be kind of, because even though you said you're going to sell it to him and you made a kinyan on that, since you didn't make up a price, so therefore, you didn't make up a price, it does not work. It does not work because you make a price, no smichas das. Now, if you wouldn't make an actual kinyan on that karka, it wouldn't be a havamina kinyan, because a kinyan on dvarim wouldn't be. If I just give you, I just tell you words, my word, I'm giving my word, I'm going to sell you the property when I sell it. And I make a kinyan suda on that. That's nothing. It's a kinyan on dvarim. That doesn't work. The whole havamina that works over here, and the only reason it doesn't work is no pasak here, because he made a kinyan on the karka alone. Just betnai he wants to sell it. We're going to see another similar maisa where, again, there's such an idea. Ahu Gavra, Domle l'chavre, this time he made up a price, and this time it should be smichas das. Hu gavro, domle l'chavre, tells Reuven, im is vavina lo, you know, if I sell my karka, mazvina lo ha'aro, mazvina lo ha'meyo, zuzi, I'm selling to you for 100 zuz. So, and he made a kinyan on it. So here, the truth is, when he comes to sell it, it's automatically go to Reuven. But what happened? Ozal zovnil inish rachwin of meyo v'esher. He might say he sold someone else to 120. Omer of Kahana, Kona Kama. But Kahana said the first guy is Kona. Why is the first guy Kona? He says simple, because he made up a price, he made a kinyan, what's the shayla? It's Kona Kama. Maskeflor of Yaakov min harpa koid says no. Here, if you think about it, it's not true. Hai zuzi on tsua. What was the tanai? Reuven made a kinyan of karka if the guy wants to sell it. What was the tanai over here? If I want to sell it, is this a rai he wants to sell it? No. Someone just blew him away with the offer 20% more. Let's put this in real dollars. Let's say it was a million, and now someone offers him 1.2. So he's really not ready to sell it, but if a guy offers him 1.2, he just sells it. So it's not a key of the tanai. The whole tanai was, if I sell it, I'm selling it to you. But here someone blew him away with money. Maskel Rav Yaakov Narpakoid, Hai Zuzi Antua. Here the Zuzi Antua, like Rashi says, Zesh Noslam Mev Esrim Antua Lamachra. He forced him to sell. Quote unquote. He wasn't planning on selling it. He said, if I plan on selling it regular, this is like he was forced, it's too good a deal. And Allah is like him. That's the sale to the second one. Until now, we said you need a smichas das when you make a kinyan, a mashicha, or any kind of kinyan, you need a smichas das. So one type of smichas das is pasak. So there's another type of smichas das. If I say like this, I'm buying this something from you, making a kinyan, and how much should I pay? Like the valuation of a certain panel. So that's called smichas das. Now, what does he mean when he says those words? Is the next Gemara Shiloh. When I say I want a panel to evaluate, do they all have to agree? Or is it 2 out of 3? Or what's the number? Let's see. Amalek is shaymi b'tlosa. If the guy says they make up, the deal between the Meicher and the Keach is that they make up, I'm going to pay whatever 3 people evaluate. Now here, the word, first of all, 3 sounds like a bezdin, and the word kedeshayme also sounds like a bezdin. Rashi says, kiv denoka loshna de shuma, venoka telosa. It sounds like I'm saying I want a bezdin the paskin. So therefore, a filo trei megoy telosa, even though only 2 agree, and the 3rd argues, that's called the evaluation. Even though not all 3 agree. 2 out of 3 agree, because it's when you say the shaymi bitlasa, it seems like you're being masculine to the bezdin. But if you say could the amri bitlasa, like 3 people say, could the amri bitlasa, if 3 people say this, then you need all 3 to agree. Because there, it's like Rashi says, loshen zelavatar is dayan nachas, ula mirash loshen shgavin. You want all 3 to say the same thing. So then the all 3 have to agree in order that it should be considered a valuation of the 3. Remember, anytime you say I want to evaluate, that's called smichas das. The question is what's a kosher evaluation, basically? If I say kedesh shaymi tlasa, 2 out of 3 is enough. If I say kedesh amri tlasa, then you need all 3 to agree. Kedesh amri tlasa, let's say it says all 3 have to agree. If you say kedesh shaymi barba, so here, on one hand, shaymi is loshon bezdin, but arba is not such thing as bezdin. Bezdin not 4. So then, it also has to be at the Amri Abba, because there, it sounds still like not like a Bezdim, because I said 4. And the Koshkin, Hechad Amalei, Kedah Amri Barba. Madach Kedah Shaymi Barba, we say it can't be 3 out of 4, because he said 4, so it's not a Bezdim. So for sure, if you say the Amri Abba, which even Amri Tlasa means all 3, for sure Amri Abba means all 4. Amalei, Kedah Shaymi Tlasa. Let's say he said Kedah Shaymi Tlasa. But also Tlasa for Shumwa, all 3 attack evaluate the same amount. But Amalei Idach, and the other one, either one, one of the other Bali Din, either the Meichel or the Keach, says, I don't like that. Those guys don't know what they're talking about. I don't believe they knew what they're talking about. Let's bring another 3. They made up, they asked three. Now the guy says, one of them says, he didn't like the way it came out. He said, let's get someone else. Omra Papa, do you know that he has a right to say, I want different 3. Maskelar Huna Braid the Rav Yeshua. Mamai the Hani Kimlutve. How do you know the next group will be better? Dilmahani Kimlutve, maybe these know better. So therefore, Vahilka Sakarhuna Rav Yeshua, you pass, they cannot change. But the Achronim speak out that if you, it's masculine in the Gemara, that if you taka have a group that you know is better, then taka you could get a new group. It's only here because who said it's better? But if you know that this is clear that the new group three are really professionals, then it could be you could tie in, I want a new evaluation. Zok the Mishnah, new Mishnah, going back to Yayin Nesach, back Mamish. This Mishnah with the Gemara was a shtickel choysha mishpatik. So now we're going to go back to the Shaila of Yayin Nesach. Zok the Mishnah, notos ha-mashbech. Mashbech is a funnel. Now a funnel is used when you want to pour from a big barrel into a small bottle, so you don't want to spill all over the place, you use a funnel. So notos ha-mashbech, umodach l'sech tzuchosay shavichav. We have here a Jewish chavis owner, he's a winemaker, and he's pouring wine into the bottle of the goy, and he uses a mashbech. And then he uses the same mashbech for the Jew, for the Yiddish guy who comes with his bottle. Because the mod says to Chosra Yisrael. So the halacha is like this: if there's some wine left in this mashbech, it's aser. It makes the Jewish wine aser. Now you can ask me, why is the wine in the funnel yayin esach? Like, what's the problem? So I've seen the Gemara why. Because it's a good question. Why would the wine in the funnel be Yayin Esach? Oh, it's my funnel. I was pouring wine into the guy. We had become Yayin Esach. So we have to see. But like upon him, if wine gets caught there, it's also asses the Israel's wine. Hama'ara mekli l'kli, es she'iru menu mutter, ve'es she'iru l'seicha aser. A new halacha, which the Gemara l'maskana, according to Rashi, we'll be talking about a case where it's a guy pouring from a keli to keli. A guy pours wine from one keli to another keli. So there's wine coming mikaychai. So es she'iru mimenu mutter. Whatever's left in the barrel the guy's holding is left in there. That's mutter. But she'iru l'soicha also. But whatever gets poured out is also because that's his kayach. But the wine inside the barrel here, there's no issa kaycha. Anything that's still in the first barrel, there's no issa kaycha. Again, we'll see in the Gemara about that. So there's two cases in our Mishnah. The first case of Mishnah is about the mashpech, the funnel that the Jewish store owner uses to pour wine. If he uses that funnel for the guy, and it gets caught some wine, it asks to the Yisrael. And the second case is about ma'ara mekli l'kli. Let's see the Gemara baita. Tanan hasa. We learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is a Masechtas Taharos. It's mentioned in Maseches Gittin, as Shaykhas to Mikvayis, and this is nothing to do with Yayin Esach. But we're going to come back to Yayin Esach in a second. Tanan Hasa. Hanitzuk v'aketafris u'mashke tefeach ein echibur lo'ilotumah v'ilotayra. Now, if you have here two bodies of water, and they're connected with something, so is it considered one body of water or not? Nitzuk means that you're pouring, it's connected through a stream of going through the ear. For example, Rashi gives an example of a gutter. We have a gutter, it's dripping down water, and the gutter on top is attached to the bottom with a stream of water. So let's say you have a case where it's not a gutter, it's two bodies of water that are attached with the stream going through the ear from one to another one. That's nitzuk. Ketafris is a connection of two bodies of water on a ramp, through a ramp. It's going down a ramp. So it's not a body of water that's connected vertically, horizontally is the right word, horizontally, but it's on a ramp. And the third case is that the connection is with a very small amount of mashke, two bodies of water, it's wet in between, but it's not so wet. It's wet that your hand gets wet, but your hand can't get enough wet to make something else wet. It's mashke tefer. So loch is, these things are not a chibur. That means, lo'yotum lo'yotayra. Lo'yotum means like this, if you touch one end, the other end doesn't have to become tummy because they're not connected. And let's say the example of mashke tefer. You have mashke tefeach in between two bodies of water. You touch the mashke tefeach, neither side is aser, because there's no connection. That's tumah. And tyra means you want to, let's say, make a mikvah. So you have a mikvah, you have one body of water that's 40 saw, the other body of water is less than 40 saw. It's connected through a nitzuk or a katafris or a mashke tefeach. It's no connection. It's not a connection. And the halacha is, it's not tyra, it's not a mikvah because it's not connected. That's the halacha. These things are not a connection. Hajbayrin, but if it's a place where there's water, and there's sitting water there, and then it's a chibur. That's called a chibur, which means that you have two bodies of water. In between, you have a little bit of water. That's mashke tefeach, amnas latfeach. Then it's a chibur tomo l'tayra. It's a chibur for both. That's the mishnah when it comes to this halacha. So to Gemara, Omer Rav Huna, nitzuk. That's the mishnah legabi tayrus. So Rav Huna says, by the way, you should know that nitzuk v'ketapas mashke tefeach. Chibur l'inyan Yayin Esach. When it comes to Yayin Esach, we're machmir. These things are called a chibur. Nitzuk, ketafres, mashke tefach, all called a chibur. It's a chum legabi ayin esach, they're all called a chibur. Only Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, menola ha, ha, how do you know that? Ilem mitnan, because the Mishnah says in Tyrus, hanitzuk vaka tafres, mashke tefach, ein a chibur le tum le tahira, it's not a chibur, say for tum and up a tahira, le tum le tahira, le have a chibur, le ayin esach, have a chibur, make a diak. Le tum le tahira is not a chibur, gabi ayin esach is a chibur. It's not a diak, because aim a seifa, it says in a seifa, it's bayrin, which means a place where it's not a nitzuk and tafres, it says chibur le tum le tahira. And it's mashma l'tumah l'tayra who da'av a chibur ali nai nesach lo'av a chibur. There's no just saying. You tell me there's no chibur gav yai nesach when it's a shvayrin. What's wrong with that? So obviously it's a shkendiyik that says tumah v'tayra. I'm not talking about the yai nesach here. El mahal lekel mashma no. There's no raya from here. So we didn't bring a raya yet to Rav Huna that there's such a din of nitzuk and ketapas v'yai nesach. We have a mishnah v'tayra where it's not chibur. Rav Huna says it is a chibur when it comes to yai nesach, but we don't really have a clear raya yet to Rav Huna that Nitzuk is a chibur.